Welcome to Chapter 10 in Doing Ethics in Media, Theories and Practical Applications. Would you like to ride in an airplane? Then you'd better be willing to walk through security devices. Want to take part in social media? Then be prepared for potentially the whole world to see what you post online. Do you want to save money when you shop or use free, cool tools on the internet? Well, you better be willing to give up information that can let marketers track you and point that advertising straight at you. Do you want to take part in public life? Then you better be willing to give up some level of information that you might want to remain private. Chapter 10 is called Privacy and Public Life. Privacy is the final value we consider in the four chapters that ask, what's it worth? The fourth question in our 5 W's and H list. We included the words public life in this chapter's title because it has a double meaning, a life of public service, and a life of having your life exposed to others in social media and elsewhere. Welcome to Chapter 10 in Doing Ethics in Media, Theories and Practical Applications. I'm Chris Roberts. You'll find lots of definitions for privacy, ranging from the right to be left alone to the ancient Greek notion that people have separate public lives and private lives. One definition is especially important to young people. Ferdinand Schoeman said young adults need the space to make mistakes and grow up. He wrote that in 2001, long before the days of Facebook or TikTok, or those fancy phones that let us film everything in our lives. And it's also long before the days when social media began to track us, so companies know what we post and where we've been, and they sell that information to advertisers. Older media ethics books will talk about undercover journalism, as well as other tensions between privacy and the values of truth, fairness, and minimizing harm. As we point out, you can't disclose all you know without doing some harm to some stakeholders. But if you don't disclose all you know in order to protect stakeholders, then you may not be able to tell the complete and full truth as you know it. That's still a problem, of course. But in this era when private information is easy to find, we think the calculus about privacy may have changed. Jeff Jarvis says the question is now more about the person who has private information. He said, "Once you know something about me, the weight lies with you as you decide how to use that information, whether to spread it, and in what light." The bottom line for Chapter 10 is that whether you're a journalist, in advertising or marketing, or simply living your life, privacy is an important value. Doing ethics in media the right way means finding the right balance between privacy and other values.